What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
For the Falcons report on Dukes and Bell.
Looking, shoots it for the end zone. Intercepted A.J. Terrell.
All the highlights and interviews you need from the Dirty Birds.
Fighting all the way through, finding a way to get that win is absolutely outstanding. What we love to do.
The best the Falcons have to offer right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You shall not pass. We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, it is good to have you listening. Braves and Nats are going to be postponed because of weather. We're going to talk to our man Grant McCauley here coming up in less than 15 minutes. More on what happened last night with Spencer Strider, his return, and tonight was supposed to be A.J. Smith-Shawver, so we'll see how things turn out. That front that blew through here and certainly, you know, north of us.
By the way, did you get crazy?
I did not.
It was north of the city. Dalton up in that neck of the woods. I give credit to Fox 5. You know, you always have the towns and everything. They had Buc-ee's listed as a potential target of where the tornado was moving last night when I was watching it. Well, last night about 2:33, it was like War of the Worlds outside of my window. There was one big crack. And so, yeah, we had a big tree that fell down the street. But, yeah, man, it was creepy last night, especially on the north end of town.
All right. So, but that front is now moving into, obviously, the East Coast and D.C. area. So we'll keep you updated on what's going on there. Hey, if you are just tuning in, first of all, thank you for listening. Thank you for accessing the show, however you might be doing that. Odyssey.com. Maybe you have your smart speaker playing us. Guys, thank you for listening to Atlanta's number one sports station, its number one sports show. The news today, especially coming out of the NFL before we get to the Falcons, is that the tush push, which many people thought would be banned because, as Mike said, Roger Goodell wanted to ban this, but he doesn't have the final vote. It goes down to the owners, and they needed 75%. They didn't get it today. And so they vote to keep the tush push, guys, which means the Eagles will be running it next year. And my guess is, Mike, we said it, more teams, I'm guessing, willing try to incorporate this. But then again, maybe they won't. But just two votes away from potentially banning this, as I said on social media at Put 'Em Up C Dukes, this is going to be back on the table, and I think eventually it's going to go away because you still have so many owners who don't necessarily like it.
Right. Even Buffalo voted against it, and they kind of do their own version of it, although generally Josh Allen's kind of working his way sometimes up the line, left or right of the center to make their play. But it was funny. There's published reports now that say it got testy, and apparently there was some really bad vibes between some of the owners, and apparently at one point Jerry Jones was asking questions, and somebody said, enough of this nonsense, because much like my cousin Vinny, apparently Jeffrey Loria put Travis Kelce on the stand to explain that Kelce? That's
correct. Jason Kelce.
Jason Kelce. Travis's Chiefs. Jason was the center, and Jason explained how they did it, and apparently it was an emotional plea for the tush push. Carl doesn't like it because it's ugly and it's not really exciting. I don't like it either, but all I'm saying, Carl, is I wish more teams would use it. We talked to Josh Kendall about it. You know, I think Kyle Shanahan should have used a version of it, but nobody was thinking about that back then. We've seen the Wildcat copied. We've seen multiple plays that have been copied around the league. This is one where the offensive coordinator's egos get involved. They won't go copycat. Last year, guys, we ran a jet sweep on a 4th-and-1. because we don't have it in our arsenal. You can use a tight end. You can use Tyler Allgeier. There's a way to do it if you don't have a big running back quarterback like Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, and so many of our listeners have agreed with me from the standpoint of the defense. You don't really have a response to this, and this has been the argument. You can't line up and do what the offense is doing and push the backs of your defensive linemen or your linebackers into the defensive line or into the offensive linemen. And, you know, that creates this whole safety issue that the NFL has been concerned about. And so Rich McKay today, and I read this earlier and I'll reread it just briefly, but he said that the competition committee, which he's head of, and also their health and safety committee – both presented compelling cases to the owners about why this play should be banned. And it wasn't. So, as he said, his words, Rich McKay, it lives. And so we'll see how much longer it does, but it's been a hot button today. Mike, let's talk about Jeff Olbrich. Because Jeff had a conversation with our buddy Mark Raimondi from ESPN. I have to tell you, when that all went down with the prank call to Shedeur Sanders from his son, I thought there was a chance that Jeff Olbrich might lose his job. Why not? He just got hired. The season is – we're not in season. This is costing the organization more embarrassment, more humiliation. And again, he didn't have anything to do with the stuff that came prior to that, but you're adding on to it. And so there was a side of me that thought maybe Jeff might lose his gig. He says to our buddy Mark Raimondi, in all honesty, quote, "I never went there. But I felt nothing but support from the organization in every single way, from the people that worked the line in the cafeteria to Mr. Blank, all of them." He says, "I felt great support. It was one of the biggest reasons, in all honesty, I came back here because of the organization and what's in this building." He never feared for his job. He did not think he was going to lose his job over his son prank calling Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah, and as we know, and the words kind of the information came out that, he saw the number and he just took it and then ran with it and decided to do the prank call. So, yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, Jeff is a guy that has been around this organization. They know him. He's got a relationship with Coach Ra. And I don't think there was any concern they were going to fire him. I was actually surprised that the fine was as strong as it was. I think that was more about the hue and cry that came from, you know, a lot of talking heads on TV networks about this. It turned Shedeur. I mean, all of a sudden, Shedeur Sanders is right up there with the Lindbergh baby kidnapping. It was like, give me a freaking break. Other guys got pranked too, but no one gave a crap about him because it wasn't their boy. Either way, it was dumb. Shouldn't have happened. Olbrich paid a price. Now we can all move on.
Yeah. Fined, for those who don't remember, $280,000 for the Falcons. So again, that's Arthur Blank. And then he got fined $100,000 by himself. And again, I don't know what you think the penalty should have been. That's a lot of money. And so at the end of the day, though, if you ever wondered, were they considering firing him? I don't know if we'll ever know that, but he said he never really feared for his job. And he talked about Mike saying, you know, draft weekend was so crazy for him because the draft, in his opinion, being the DC, fell the way they wanted it to. They got the players they wanted to. Like, you're helping my defense. I'm getting some dudes. And then this happens. And he said it was such an emotional roller coaster to go through all of that. So he's talking to our buddy Mark Raimondi about this. And I just, again, it's good to hear from Jeff Olbrich. I've said this, and I defended him at the time, saying, look, we make mistakes. I'm not blaming him solely on this. This was an act of his son, but somebody has to be responsible because he doesn't work for the organization, and you're representing the Falcons. And we talk about this all the time. You know, I've said this. Something happens with this show, it's not Dukes and Bell, it's 92.9 The Game. And the same thing happens in this situation. But it's good to know that is – it's done. And he's talking about it, and he's saying, hey, it's been an emotional roller coaster. And he says, we're still learning from the situation. But, Mike, what I'm most concerned about now is, what's this defense going to look like?
Yeah, man. How aggressive are we going to be? How quickly are these guys going to get on the same page where we are just thumping skulls, man, starting with – the Bucs, and let's be honest, Baker Mayfield, they certainly did enough. You know, we could have split that series last year. We won both games in dramatic fashion. I just hope that, Jalen Walker looks the part. You know, maybe it's because it's funny. We might even say 5 years from now, we were so concerned about Pierce, and Pierce actually had the better career than Jalen Walker, although it's hard to see that happening right now.
It is.
You know, and then how do these other guys come into play? All these guys that we've only seen tiny snippets of. Braylon Trice, I'm sorry, man. You're looking up on the depth chart like two guys now. You know, you got Leonard Floyd. Hopefully he's got more in the tank. He's always been a consummate professional. That's the guy I'm least concerned about. You know, I don't know about, the defensive tackle rotation. I think, you know, I guess, you and I have debated, do they have enough meat in that package? We'll see some of the same dudes that weren't exactly stellar against the runners still here. That's where I'm a little bit – I guess if that's a concern, that would be it. How are we going to do against the run?
Yeah. Look, I don't know if we'll know that, Mike, until it's game time. Like, we'll have a sense, certainly, with camp, and if they do end up having a mixed practice with, you know, a particular team. I think Day-Day was telling us there are a few teams they're talking about doing a combination practice with, right? Dallas being one of them. But maybe we'll get a sense of that when we play somebody else and we start to get a feel what that defensive line is going to look like. I just feel like the pressure element that we haven't had consistently is such a big deal. We just didn't put people behind the chains enough. And it makes so much. It makes your defense so much better, and it makes things easier for your defensive coordinator when you're talking about second and long and third and long versus second and short and third and one. And if we do that, then that pressure element we're talking about, that's where that's going to come in. And guess what, Mike? You don't have to be great stopping the run because now these teams can't run on you on second and long and third and long.
And, you know, I've almost gone 2 weeks without invoking, Carl, the 2016 business model phrase. But, yeah, 2016, that's the year where our pass rush benefited from Kyle Shanahan's brilliance on offense, Matt Ryan's MVP season, Julio and Sanu and Free, you know, and Coleman. We had all these weapons. So it was just dynamic offense. We were scoring north of 28 points so many times. The games like when Vic Beasley had the 3 sacks against the Bucks because they were down by 2 scores.
That's right.
So that should help everybody. So, I mean, an area that's been – wouldn't it be something, an area that's been like the biggest glaring deficiency that everybody in the league and every Falcon fan out there knows becomes our strong suit in one season? We can dream. We can hope. Rook is going to be a big part of this, though, too, based going back to what we talked about, the run game.
No, I think he is. 404-726-0929. You guys can chime in. Guys, we'd love to hear from you. We're going to talk about the Braves.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Get you caught up on the latest with the weather situation with the Nats game tonight. And also talk about a couple of guys that, you know, we've been concerned about, including Ozzy and a couple of others, who are actually playing fairly well for the Braves right now. And this is the good news. The bad news is I just felt like Spencer Strider did not have his A game yesterday. And it was obvious. You saw that in the 4 innings that he pitched.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.